Welcome to As I Know It, The Violet Fog, proudly hosted on the How Do You Health Network. This podcast is all about health, wellness, beauty, mental health, and a little bit on love and business. I've been a writer and reporter for over a decade, and everything you hear is from my own framework. I aim to inspire and motivate people to learn about their own health and bioindividuality as I learn about mine. And like me, your path to healing, it's going to be very unique. There is no one-size-fits-all approach to health, at least there really shouldn't be. So how do you get there? How do you get on your own healing path? We explore that. This is not medical advice. It's simply what has worked for me. Expect stories, research, how I draw conclusions, take what works for you, leave what doesn't, but find out what it means to really be an empowered consumer and patient. Oh, and we keep it under 30 minutes because time is precious. Happy you're here. Welcome to Violet Fog As I Know It podcast, proudly hosted, on the How Do You Health Network. I'm so happy to be here today. We're going to be talking about something that I think is really interesting. I've been talking about it a little bit more on stories this last few weeks, and that is TikTok. I think TikTok is a huge cultural phenomenon. I think it's here to stay, and I think that it's just fun to talk about. This isn't going to be advice on how to do well on TikTok or anything like that. It's just going to be my thoughts around it, experiences, stories. I'll talk about videos of mine that have like took off, what did well, why I joined, the good, the bad, the difference of Instagram. But I promise you, like I said, it's not going to be general talking about it. It's really going to be honed in on just my experience with it. And maybe there's things that you've experienced too. Maybe you're wanting to also explore TikTok. Let's get right into it. Okay. So first off, TikTok is not just for kids. If you are still saying, oh, that app's for kids, that's a very dinosaur statement. At one point, it totally was just for kids, but it is not just for kids anymore. I mean, a lot of my peers are on it. A lot of people who I look up to are on it. It is just where attention is going right now. It's very fascinating that platform, that medium. There are overlapping things, of course, with Instagram, but there is just something different to TikTok and the feel of it. It's a little bit more, like, I think you can get away with a little bit more than you can on Instagram. You know, you are shown to a way wider range of people than you are Instagram, especially if you're just starting out. And I just think that there's still so much room for growth for TikTok. I just think like it is the very beginning, baby. Like we are at the very beginning stages of TikTok. Think about when we were at the very beginning stages of Instagram and what it's morphed into now. Just imagine the growth that is coming for TikTok. I am so excited to see what is going to come about. But yeah, if you think that it is just an app for kids and that's why you're staying off of it, whether to like consume content or to produce content, get that out of your mind because it is just, it's not for kids. It's for everyone now. But if you want to stay off of it because you're like, I really don't want another social media platform to like take away my attention, that I fully get, all right? I am completely on the train of like, we all need to be consuming less social media content. Like it's just, I do love social media. I really think it holds its place. It's a huge part of my career. It can be fun, a great place to connect, you know, to not feel as alone on certain issues, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, we all know that it's ruining our attention span in a lot of ways and can be ruining your outlook on life if you're consuming things that just don't fill you up, if you're not using it in a productive way. You know, if I had to choose, would I want social media or not? I would choose to have social media, but only use it in a super productive way. But let me tell you, that is something that I have to work on so hard because I can very easily get sucked into the vortex of social media. And when I'm using it productively, meaning I'm only really looking at like 10 to 15 accounts a day that I learn things from that bring me up, that, you know, I feel so valuable about. Like I'd say, like there are some people who I've heard that are like, I only look at 5 accounts a day. Like that's cool. But more realistic for me is like 10 to 15 accounts. You know, like I have like a variety that I really, really enjoy. So I'd say when I'm doing well, when I'm keeping my like minutes on the app down, I'm only really looking at 10 to 15 accounts. TikTok is very different because it's so like swipe, 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 swipe. And that's like, that's more like I have to tell myself, okay, I can consume for 20 minutes and then I'm donezo. And then I am done. But I don't always stick to that. I'm just being honest. But Anyways, okay. So when I joined TikTok, I joined just for fun. I joined probably like, I want to say a year and a half ago. And at first I was like, oh, this is, what I was drawn to was the editing features. I've always loved to create video and just create. Like, I love that. So anything that's like a new creation app, like I'm just going to be drawn to, you know, I'm a creator. I'm a creative type. So I was like, this is going to be so cool. Like, you can tweak all these videos this way. I felt like the interface was like, or the usability. I was like, you know, there's a little bit of a learning curve to it for sure. But I felt like it was something that I could pick up like kind of quick and have a lot of fun with. And so that's why I first joined it. I thought it was like really entertaining. I also thought like, you know, like that'd be cool if I did pretty well on this app because I do really enjoy video. I've never enjoyed, and I like connecting with people. So I have to find a way to do that. And one of the only ways, or one of the big ways, is social media. You know, you could write a book, you could like always throw events, things like that. The point is, for me, I like to connect with people. I like to like teach things that I learn, share experiences. And a big way that I have always done that is through social media. Narrowing down even more, a big way that I do that is through video. I love Instagram stories. That is still to this day my favorite platform or like medium is Instagram stories. Then I'd say TikTok. But yeah, I've always gravitated towards video. I always feel like it's a little bit more authentic, raw, real. So that was just my thought process behind TikTok. I was like, all right, I think I can rock some video. I think I'd have fun with this. But it was just for fun. And nothing really popped off or like did anything super well. And then this is the video that took off for me. So, and like really all of a sudden flipped things around. So I had done a, I had a contract with Dear Brightly. Still have one. Love them. Tretton Owen. Best skincare on the freaking market, by the way. If you have not tried Dear Brightly, Tretton Owen, love them. This is not a sponsored message or anything, but I was working with them and I'm like, we were talking about our new contract and I was like, maybe we should explore TikTok. Like, I haven't had any of my videos take off yet, but I still think it's good to have like your brand be talked about on every different platform because you never know what anyone's searching. And they're like, yeah, totally. Like, let's explore TikTok. And so I did the most simple video. I basically just recorded myself putting on Tretton Owen and no sound or anything like that. And then I did a voiceover and I posted it. I didn't think like too much of it. And then I woke up to like thousands and thousands of new friends on TikTok and hundreds of comments that then grew to thousands. It was the first time I was ever like heavily bullied. We can talk about that another time, or not another time, but later on in this podcast. Just that's like the dark side of TikTok. There are a lot of bullies and trolls on TikTok. Oh my gosh, be ready for it. If you have thin skin, like, it's gonna be tough. It can happen, but you have to just not care. But in the beginning, so that took off. And it's so funny. Like, sometimes I feel like that video just still taunts me to this day because it actually ended up doing so well for Dear Brightly. They were like, holy crap, like, this is like nuts. The, you know, what were the ROI we're seeing from it? You know, it was like so cool. And I was seeing massive ROI obviously on my TikTok from growth. But yeah, it did really well. You know, I think maybe it was just very Tretton Owen focused. I think people are really interested in that. There's not a ton of people talking about that. So I think that helped. But yeah, like, majority of the comments were super nice, but there were some that were so mean, saying that I looked old, saying that, you know, like, I should dye my gray hair and all of this stuff. And I will say it is the first time I've ever really experienced true bullying on social media. I've experienced some hate before from things that I've written on my past blog, Violet Fog. I would sometimes get people writing me, telling me what a horrible writer I was and stuff like that. But I've never had anyone really attack my appearance on social media. And so TikTok definitely opened that door for me. And I was like, this really hurts. And it was interesting because the comments from that video kept rolling in for 2 whole weeks. It did not stop. And I was so consumed by it. Like, I'm just going to be honest with you here, because this is a downside of TikTok and social media. When something like that happens, like something goes viral, I was just refreshing it all throughout the day. You know, I just like got obsessed with looking at the comments because there were so many, you know, mean ones. And I shouldn't have paid it any attention, but it was my first time that that had ever really happened to me. I was just like, I was part intrigued and also just like horrified, and my feelings were hurt. And I just kept looking at those comments for like 2 weeks straight. I mean, my mental health went down the freaking drain for those 2 weeks. I remember my heartbeat just being up. I just felt super clenched in my chest. I almost felt like I was just like shallow breathing, you know, all those things that come about with anxiety, really. And so it truly gave me that. And then I was like, after that video, my people started to catch on. I started to grow. More and more people started watching other of my videos. And I was like, you know, I have to make a choice now, because if I start to do well on TikTok, I can't be as obsessive as I was on this one video. Like, this showed me like what can happen with TikTok. And it's not like it just happens one time. This has the, you know, very real potential to happen again and again and again. And I have to be someone that's just going to like let it, you know, let it ride, let it go. Otherwise, it's just going to completely consume me. And that's not a life that I want. And so I've really had to tell myself since, because I've definitely been doing well more and more month over month. I keep growing in my career on TikTok. And yes, I do view that as part of my career path. So I do find that I keep growing. You know, but I just have to be very guarded and protective of myself and not pay as much attention to the comments, which is weird because on Instagram, I'm so dialed into everything, every DM, every comment. Like, I feel like it's just a way that I've really gotten to know my friends on Instagram. And I care so much about the people on that platform. And we'll get to that in a second. But on TikTok, I find that it is this balance of wanting to get to know everyone on there, but also having to protect myself because there are a lot more bullies on TikTok. But yeah, so I've just had to very much create boundaries for myself on TikTok. If you want to keep going with TikTok and you do well, you got to do the same. You have to put up some boundaries in place. Even on Instagram, you really do. But I'm not the best with boundaries on there. Okay, so something interesting about TikTok is like I quickly surpassed the amount of friends that I have on Instagram than with TikTok. Present day, today. Today is October 21st, I believe, 2021. I have like almost 61,000 friends on TikTok and like a little over 18,000 on Instagram. I've been on TikTok for, like I said, about a year and a half. I've been on Instagram for 10 years now, and it's just wild the growth that I have seen on TikTok compared to Instagram. And it feels good because I will say sometimes I feel like I'm like a grandma in what I've been doing for Instagram, and my growth has been so slow on Instagram. I've never been good at taking like super pretty photos. I've always like, you know, I do feel like there was a point in time on Instagram you had to be like hustle, 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 do all the things to really grow, really play the game. And I was always like, fuck that. I hate this game. I want to do it myself. And there's benefits to that and there's not benefits to that. Or there's pros and cons, rather. Like, the benefits are I'm doing it my way and this feels good and like it's natural to me and it's easy. And then also the cons are like, all right, well, if I'm not going to play the game, I shouldn't expect to like see as exponential growth. But then at the same time, it's like maybe I really have to work on my content. You know, there's so many areas that you can explore that. But my Instagram growth has been really slow. Although I will say, in a huge way, in actually the biggest way, I'm grateful for it because I really do feel so connected to my friends on Instagram. I just feel it's so easy to me. I show up however the F I want to show up. I say anything I want. Like, I just, I care so deeply. I feel like the people on there, I feel you care about me if you are on Insta, because I care about you. And I feel like that really, really shows through. On TikTok, I don't feel that as much. I don't feel this like camaraderie, this closeness, this like raw vulnerability yet. I don't feel like I fully trust, you know, everyone who is my friend on TikTok, whereas I trust everyone who's my friend on Instagram. because I feel like they've like done the work to like get to know me, and like we DM and everything, and but on TikTok it's just not that way, and at least not yet. And so I feel like they, my friends on TikTok, likely don't trust me yet. I feel like my friends on Instagram do trust me. On TikTok, I feel like I don't know that I trust them yet to be able to post the things that I post on Instagram, or to be able to show other work on TikTok. But I trust everyone on Instagram. Does that make sense? It's just like, it's such a different dynamic. But you know, I really believe that to any successful relationship, you have to put in quality time, and you have to care, and you have to be vulnerable. And I feel like that's why I'm close with so many people on Instagram. It's because I genuinely care about them. They care about me. And we have spent years together in like building that relationship, building that trust. And TikTok, it's still very new. You know, that's still a relationship on both sides need to be nurtured. And I really do think it is both sides. I think like, listen, I'm both content creator and consumer. I think that there's responsibility on both sides to be like a really conscious content creator, care very deeply about people, have a ton of integrity on the work that you put out there. That is so important. As a consumer, if you want to see your content creator like doing well, or giving you all this free stuff, like you need to engage as well, I think, and like, you know, and support in whatever way you can, whether that's boots on the ground talking about your person that you watch, or sharing something, a like, you know, a comment, whatever. Like, I just think it's also so important to be a conscious consumer. And like I said, I trust, you know, my Instagram family. I don't like necessarily fully trust my TikTok family yet. But getting there for sure. Like, I can't wait for the day where I'm on TikTok and I'm like, oh, I recognize this person again and again and again and again. Like, I have that on Instagram. I don't have that yet on TikTok, despite my following on TikTok being 61,000 people. And I hate, I just said the term following. I hate that. I also, you know, I hate the term influencer. I also hate the term follower. Like, fuck that. I'm not a follower of anyone. Like, I consume some content, but I'm not a follower of anyone. You're not either. Like, that's just how I've always looked at it. But yeah, so I just think that those parallels of Instagram and TikTok are super, super interesting. Okay, so we already talked about worrying about other people's opinions. If you're like, I want to get on TikTok, but I'm worried what people will think. So I tend to think like, I like to create on Instagram first and then TikTok, because as I said, like that, I feel like my family is on Instagram. So I want to show like the love there first. And also, as I said, my favorite creating is stories, Instagram stories. That's still my number one preferred way of showing up online, is stories and writing, of course. But so I typically like, you know, will create stuff on Insta and then I'll maybe talk about it on TikTok as well. It's very rare that I post something on TikTok first and then on Instagram. However, I will say there's plenty of stuff that I create just for TikTok that I have yet to put on Instagram. And there are some times when I will be creating something just for Instagram and I'm like, I wonder what my friends on Insta will think of this, because it's like, it's a little bit different. It's still very much me. It's not, nothing will ever be like fully left field. But it's just kind of, you're just catering towards like a different platform, you know? And I do really enjoy like stretching my creative limits. I really like find that's it's good for my brain. I really think it's so good for my brain to try new things. Just to like see different, like there's just different variabilities and different types of people in every single person. You know what I mean? And sometimes I feel like I can be a certain way on TikTok. I can be a certain way on Instagram. I will say Instagram more so fully encompasses who I am. TikTok, hopefully I'll get to that point as well. But yeah, you really... So anyways, I'll be like, okay, I'm going to post this on TikTok. If someone is my friend on Insta and sees this on TikTok, but not on Instagram, like, are they going to think I'm weird because I maybe wouldn't post this on TikTok? But then I'm like, shut the fuck up, Katie. This is so freaking dumb. Just post whatever you want to post. You love this. You worked hard on this. Post it. So I post it. So I think you just need to get over that. I have no advice whatsoever. I get that all the time. Like, I'm just worried about people judging me on TikTok. Just freaking do it. Honestly, like, F what people are going to say. There, people talk no matter what. So just do it. I've been rocking it and I've been loving it. Okay. As I just said, TikTok, like, you have to think of certain ways to, like, get more creative, and you have to, like, learn new editing skills. You don't have to. It can be as easy as just posting selfie-style videos, whatever. But I think it is fun to kind of learn the interface, learn the userability, if you ever need motivation to do that. Because I really do think this is what I think you need to do if you really want to, like, get into TikTok. You need to download the app, and I think you need to play around with it for, like, an hour. One whole hour, and do it for an hour every day for a week. And I promise you, by the end of that week, you will feel like, if you haven't mastered TikTok, you've at least, like, mastered a lot of things, and you'll be like, all right, I can do this. And I think that's damn cool to learn a new skill in a matter of hours in a week. And if you need that motivation, a biohack of mine is taking Bliss. And Bliss is by MSW Nutrition. They're the sponsor of this show. I feel like I talk about Bliss almost every single week here, don't I? Like, I must really, really love it. I sure as hell do. So Bliss, it is a dopamine and serotonin booster. It's also great for your methylation cycle. If you have the MTHFR gene mutation, it's great for detoxing the liver. Anything that's great for detoxing the liver is often great for detoxing the brain. It's also great for joints. But at the end of the day, if you had to ask me why I really, really love Bliss, I just feel like whenever I need a little boost of motivation or I'm in a bad mood, I love a biohack and I will take Bliss. It's this, like, lemony sour powder. You put it under your tongue, so it's sublingual, goes into the bloodstream. And within 15 minutes to an hour, like, you start to just feel buzzy, higher, more alert, happier, especially depending on how much serotonin and dopamine you have in your body at the time. So, you know, if you need that motivation factor and you just, like, are like, I could use a biohack here and there for some motivation or just to, like, feel a little bit better, I'm in a crank mood, check out Bliss by MSW Nutrition. My code is VioletFog. It works. It's so great. Again, that is Bliss. Okay. So let's talk really quick before we go about some of my best videos and just stories behind them. So my number one video just got posted like a week ago. And I had first posted this on stories. I was going out to dinner with Dan, and I was wearing, so I love, like, the baggy jeans trend. Like, to me, it is so comfy, 90s chic rock. And I used to love those jeans at a point in my life. And then, like, I guess I kind of went out of style, but now, like, they're back in style. So I'm like, hell yeah, I loved them once, I'm going to love them again. I think they're so, so, so cute. And I had gotten this new pair. And granted, like, this new pair was, like, a little bit big for me. It wasn't as flattering, but I still thought they were so cute. And, like, yes, I want to, like, tailor them a little bit, but I just haven't done it yet. I really wanted to wear them. And so I wore them out to dinner. And Dan hates them. Dan hates anything that I wear that's, like, super loose fitting. You know, like, he just likes, like, he likes something that's more form fitting, shows off the curves, like, whatever. That's just what he loves. But I still dress for me and him. Like, thankfully, dressing for me also overlaps a lot with what Dan likes too. But bottom line, he did not like these pants. And, but I wore these, like, baggy jeans that I thought were cute with, like, these cute heels. Actually, my wedding shoe heels are from Forever 21. And, like, this top that my friend had given me, like, a hand-me-down that was, like, a little bit, not skimpy, but, like, showed some skin. Because I just think, like, more sexy on top, more just, like, comfy on the bottom just to give some contrast. And anyways, I was like, Dan, can you take a little outfit video for me? Because your girl will always love fashion. Like, I love a quick little outfit video. It makes me so happy. You know, it just does. So I was like, we take a quick outfit video. And he thought that that basically meant to, like, give his opinion. And so he started taking the video. And then he was basically like, those jeans are not sexy. And I was like, what the hell? You know? And then I was, like, thinking about it the next day. I'm like, I'm still going to post this because it's funny. And it's just, it's real. I was going to block out the audio. But I was like, no, I'm just going to showcase this. Like, my friends on Insta all are friends with Dan too. So I'm going to post it. And then I got a ton of response on Insta via stories. And I was like, this is kind of funny. I was like, it's, you know, it's a little bit left field for my content that lives on my feed on Instagram or TikTok. But I could see it, like, being funny on TikTok. And I am trying to, like, get a little bit more vulnerable and personal with TikTok, like I've done with Insta. If I ever want to, like, have that family feeling on TikTok, I have to do what I've done on Instagram, and that's just share a little bit more personal life stuff. So I posted it, didn't really think much of it, and then it is now my most viewed video. And it's so funny. I was actually very proud of the people in the comments because, yeah, there were some people that were like, those jeans are not flattering. But, like, the overall sentiment was either, like, girl power, you wear whatever you want. You look awesome. Wait, where are those jeans from, though? You know, things like that. To funny things like, no, sis, this ain't it. Bestie, no. Like, just do not wear those jeans again, please. I agree with him. It was just so funny. And I just felt like everyone had a lot of fun with it in the comments. And I had a lot of fun reading the comments. And it just did super well. And that's at 3.6 million views now, which I'm like, oh, my gosh. But I wish that would have been on a video that had to do with adrenal health, you know, or UTIs. Like, come on, let's get our priorities in order. But nonetheless, I'm still, you know, happy that people had fun with that video. So that was my number one. My number two video is about UTIs. I did a whole thing on not drinking like that cranberry cocktail juice that a lot of people still think is like fine for UTIs or good for UTIs. And it's just not. I know, like, I feel like most people on Insta, my Insta family would, they already know that. But on TikTok, like, you know, not as much. I feel like the education level, not education level, is like very different person to person. But as a whole, I feel like there's a lot of health newbies on TikTok, whereas Instagram, I feel like it's a lot of people who are already very into health. Or there's a lot of newbies, whatever. I welcome everyone, you know. So when I said education level, I really meant like education on health, things that you already know about health. So TikTok, I do look at it as there's more newbies than there are on Instagram. Okay, so that UTI video did very, very well. It's so funny. People get so offended, though. I had like all these people on TikTok being like, but it works for me. It works for me. And I'm like, all right, that's awesome that it works for you. But 99.9% of people, it will not work for. You know, people get so offended if like you say even the smallest thing that goes against them. I just think we need to, like, who the F cares? It's social media. Like, do you really want to get all up in arms about that? Like, save your adrenal glands. You know what I mean? Like, save your cortisol. Yeah, so UTI video, that did well. And then I did a video on not wearing underwear because I've always been a believer in not wearing underwear for a super, super long time. And that video was interesting. I didn't see that one. I didn't think that one was going to take off. I recorded that one so last minute. I remember I had just gone in this wellness store here in Austin to bring them a bag of potions and because I want them to carry us. And like after, and then I had another meeting to go to drop off more potions. And I got back to my car. I was like, oh, I'm going to be there so early. Maybe I'll just record a TikTok. Like, what am I going to talk about? I was like, and then for some reason, I just thought about like how I've always like not really worn underwear, like only when I'm on my period. That's the whole thing. You can just go watch the video to see it. But I gave my opinion on not wearing underwear and why it can be so good for vaginal health, why it can be so good for preventing UTIs and all that. And that one ended up doing so well. But what's gross is there were so many disgusting, disgusting men in the comments being like, I support this movement, and just like saying all this like raunchy, gross stuff. Like, here's the thing. I know that I put that out on a public platform, but are people dumb? Like, do we not have discernment? We know when something is like just solidly girl talk, you know, like this just has to do with female identifying persons, you know, like your opinion is not needed in that kind of thing. Like, clearly I was just talking to the girls. What are you doing here? It annoyed me to no end. At the end of the day, I really do think like my stuff is just girl talk, you know, like guys, you're welcome to be there and learn and like that's cool. But don't comment when you're not like asked to comment, where your opinion is gonna like add nothing. But it was just so disgusting, like how many gross men were in that video. And I was just like, ew, perverts really are a thing. Like, I haven't like dealt with perverts in so long, but they really are alive and out there and well, and that sucks. But yeah, so those have been my best videos so far. Oh, other videos that do really well for me, like it's so funny, is just my grocery shopping hauls. So I'll put those on there sometimes, and those are like pretty easy to make. So, you know, I'll just film myself in the grocery store, and then I just kind of do a voiceover, and those are actually like, yeah, they're easy to make. So, you know, if you want to try TikTok, do it. If you don't want to, don't, you don't have to. I hate people saying like, you have to get on TikTok now. You really don't, you know, like just master specific platforms and make sure that you always have fun with it. Don't ever let yourself get to the point where you're overwhelmed. It's just not worth it. And if you are going to do TikTok, just have fun with it. Really, you know, carve a way to make videos that are super sustainable and fun for you. Otherwise, like, you're not going to stick with it. You have to be consistent. But that's my thoughts on TikTok. Let me know what you think. Like, what do you think about the whole TikTok phenomenon? Are you on TikTok? Do you follow my TikTok? What do you think of it? Like, the difference between the TikTok and Instagram? Would love to know. Thank you so much for joining. If you could leave a review. You know, I really love reviews, need reviews to actually do well. So on Apple, it matters most. If you could leave me a review, I'd be so appreciative. All right. Have the best week. I will see you soon.